This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Washington Post, newspaper of record in our area, has conducted a poll. The headline of the story, as Commanders won on the field, support for the team's name soared. Specifically about the name. In April of 2024, last year, presumably right around right when they drafted Jaden Daniels, but before anybody had seen him play, the Post polled 1,667 D.C. area residents.
Okay.
This is how samples work. They pick a sample. They go from there. In April 2024, the D.C. area overall had 34 people that would say they liked the Commander's name. 34% of Commander's fans. That went from 36% to 62%.
Okay.
Almost doubled. Of sports fans overall, went from 34% to 53%. D.C. residents, 43% to 55%. Northern Virginia, 30% to 49%. Suburban Maryland, 36% to 50%.
All right.
The only area not over 50% is Northern Virginia, and they're at 49. Everybody else is 50% or higher. Pretty big growth, man.
Yep.
What do you attribute it to?
Winning. Jaden Daniels. A newfound respect, national notoriety. People want to be a part of something good, something real, something new, winners. They don't want to be a part of BS. And let's be real, it had become that before. People, when the team was making little runs, they still weren't coming to the games. Many people didn't tell me that they were not supporting, or they were supporting the Redskins. They said they weren't supporting Dan Snyder anymore. When he left, you saw how many people came back. Hell, we were out there at the bullpen right here. You know it. So I know I hear people say a lot of stuff. I understand. You have that right. But winning, that little saying, winning cures all, it's factual.
Winning cures everything. just on a personal level, what has dramatically changed for me, my kids are into it. Like, my kids saying the name Commanders and asking me about the Commanders, and Daddy, are you going to Commanders Park? Like, helps me ingrain the name a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I think most people now.
You can't teach old dog new tricks.
I still say skins all the time. I'm trying to be better about it. It's just a habit.
I used to say skins a lot when I was playing. I used to do this thing called Native Vision. And as I sat and talked to a lot of those elder people there, I said, I'm gonna show my respect as much as I can.
Let's hit these phones real quick. Let's start with our boy Los at Severna Park. Los, what do you think? A lot more people like the Commander's name.
Yeah, a lot more people like the Commander's name. I've grown accustomed to the name as well. I only own Salute to Service Commander's gear because I think it's appropriate. You know, that's the only reason why I like it. But, you know, I still go to the games wearing Redskins Sean Taylor jerseys. I still wear my Redskins hat.
I think that's totally fine.
You know?
But that's fine. I mean, if you have it, you ain't gonna just throw it away.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, as it gets closer to more and more, like I bought my girlfriend a Jaden Daniels Commanders jersey. I don't own one, but now I'm kind of jealous that I don't own one. You know, because she loves that. She loves the name. So you know, as it goes on, I will definitely be getting a Commanders jersey. I know they're going to get alternative jersey. They might bring back the old logo, maybe. We don't know. But, yeah, I'll get a Commander's jersey. I can see myself doing that. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
I appreciate it, Los. I think Jaden helps.
He sells.
I mean, to me, it's.
That dude sells.
I honestly wonder if Jaden didn't hit the ground running so well, so right away, the ownership has made it clear they were never going back to the old name. And people kept clinging to things, even though it was apparent they were never going back. And I think we finally reached a turning point on that. I can't imagine there are still people that think they're going to turn it back to Redskins.
JP, I don't know why you don't like to act like you live in this world. There are people that still believe that.
I bet 80%, 90% of people know they're not going back to Redskins.
I think you. It's a stretch. I think it's a lot of people that still feel that it will.
I'm not saying want it to, that it will actually happen. There are certainly people that want it to.
No. I'm on what you're saying, but there are people out there that still think the other totally way. They don't think that it's going to be stuck this way. When you see all the stuff that's going on in society today, how they're trying to remove and just bring all kind of stupid stuff back, people believe that things can still happen.
Here's what I could tell you definitively. They're never bringing Redskins back.
Well, I've been said that.
But I think there was a real legitimate discussion about would they change the name again. And I don't think they are now. I think that has changed. I think the success, Jaden, Josh Harris said on the record, in our building, we now believe in what a Commander is, what Commander football is about.
I'll just tell you, business is good in that land over there with Josh and his partners, not just his partners on the team, partners in business. You know, I look at a lot of stuff. I know people that work in different industries and digital source or something like that. I think Josh is kind of communication to purchase that, which owns DataBank. So they doing good business.
Oh,
they ain't going backwards. Why would they do something that's going to hurt them? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Do you like the name more after a year of winning? Jaden Daniels wearing the jerseys. Shane is in Tennessee. What's up, Shane?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
We're good, man. How are you?
Hey, look, here's the thing. I'm going to be honest. I hate the name, but look, as long as they win it, who cares what they can call them the Popsicle DC. I don't care. As long as they hold that trophy up, they can name it whatever they want. Winning solves everything. Look what this team has done. Look, we don't even mention the old days no more because you have one good winning season. Look what happens. And the future's bright. They got the great organization now. They got a great management. And we moved on finally from the Snyder era. We can finally say they're gone. All those players on Ron Rivera's is gone, right? So, besides, you know, a couple of Don Payne and all them. But I don't see him on this team. I think they're going to actually trade him before I think he's gone. But I don't care as long as we win. I'm with Brian. Winning, just win, baby. Just win.
Just win. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate the call. I mean, B, that's what you've been saying is you call them the pink tulips.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And
I bet you we'll sell a lot of hats.
I still have my thank you, Shane. My central complaint has always been I just think it's too wordy, Washington Commanders, and there's no good nickname. But like, as time goes on, you just kind of deal.
Bro, when people start, this is the thing, Jay.
That's my personal feeling. I'm not saying
that's your personal feeling, but what I'm saying, when you're losing, yes, it becomes a point.
Right.
When they start winning, you didn't have a problem saying Commanders.
I figured it out.
Just say it.
I can make all those syllables work, man. We're going to keep the phone lines going on this. 800-636-1067. A lot of times you see a poll and you think it's something's incorrect. You think it's skewed or it's pushed one way, or you wonder about the polling results or how they got there, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
This all tracks to me. And I bet if you got younger people, I wonder if they break this down by age. It seems like it's just geographical breakdown.
Some of the younger people, they never saw the Redskins win.
They certainly never cared about them because they were bad.
Yeah.
I am curious. I think they could do a new logo, something that would be cooler than the W. I don't think they're going back to the old logo. But I think there is room. You know what all these great teams do? You know what the NBA does constantly, and like pro soccer and all these teams? Like, keep tweaking it. Introduce new stuff. Now, the NFL has restrictions in when and how often you can do that. But, like, introduce a secondary logo.
If I could do it five times, I'm doing it five times.
Right. Like, and I think,
and I'm going to do it right when the other stuff get a little stale. Bam, put our stuff in.
Right. And I think they will continue to add more and new stuff. Adam is in Reston.
What up, Adam?
What's up, dudes? Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Yeah, man. Thanks for calling. What do you think about the name 1 year into the Jaden Daniels era?
Yeah, so I'm 41, born and raised in the DMV, and I hated the Commander's name. Up until now, I feel like the reason we hated it all was because we had no memories to go along with it. We wanted the former name because it reminded me of my dad and growing up and, you know, being like block parties when in the 80s when, you know, like the Dexter Manley and like the big names, you know, like fun names, and B. Mitch was playing, all that stuff. We have memories of that. And we don't have any memories of the Commanders or any of that. So we were all like, whatever, just give me something better, give me something better. Now, dude, I don't know if I've ever had a year as fun as last year. I don't want to change the name. We've started something fresh. Let's go with it. It's who we are now.
That's it.
There you go. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate the call, man.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
Going to keep these phone lines open, 800-636-1067. Whatever it is you're thinking, Commanders is the name. Not going anywhere. The Nationals haven't drafted and developed well. Obviously, Mike Rizzo's what he got back for the Soto trade was phenomenal. I mean, you've got three likely, over the course of their career, all-stars for one dude, all under team control, all that stuff. But, you know, a lot of people want to hear about Elijah Green, right? There's these draft picks that just haven't really hit. We'll see if maybe Hassel hits. There's a lot of guys down in the minors. Apparently, you know, they're on the upswing. But so Ken Rosenthal's probably a Schefter equivalent in baseball. I mean, he's always wearing that bow tie. But, I mean, he wields a big stick when it comes to baseball analysis. He writes for The Athletic, and I think he does TV for Fox. I hope I'm not wrong about that. Rosenthal wrote a column, Nationals remain among MLB's bottom feeders despite lengthy rebuild. I'm going to read a little bit of this. When identifying baseball's perennial bottom feeders, the Colorado Rockies come immediately to mind, with the Pittsburgh Pirates, Chicago White Sox, and Miami Marlins also in the conversation. The Washington Nationals belong, too.
Since winning the 2019 World Series, the Nationals ranked third in the majors in losses, one behind the Pirates, 14 behind the Rockies. At 24-29 this season, they're on pace to avoid their fifth straight 90-loss campaign, barely. Ownership's lack of investment is partly to blame. The Nationals opened with a top 10 payroll 7 out of 8 seasons between 14 and 21, but in the past 3 years have averaged in the bottom 10. A perhaps even bigger problem is the team's failures in player development, as well as amateur and international scouting going back more than a decade. Failures that President of Baseball Operations Mike Rizzo's spectacular return for Juan Soto at the 2022 trade deadline can mask only so much. Good teams both spend and develop. The Nationals do neither. All right. Some strong language there.
I understand that. But I think the blame goes more to the people that control the money than they do to the guy that makes the decision.
I think our stance is pretty damn clear on that. You will not hear Rizzo slander on this program. I think he's great at what he does. I think the baseball draft is a bigger crapshoot than any of them. Mm-hmm. One thing I think is a really, I don't want to say dishonest, but a misrepresentation of facts. To say the Nats opened with a top 10 payroll in 7 out of 8 seasons between 14 and 21, but in the past 3 years have averaged in the bottom 10, that's accurate. But year after year after year, they were letting stars walk away.
Yeah.
Young stars that they drafted, they developed, they let them go.
Yeah.
That is different than just spending and not spending.
Didn't they develop Juan?
Certainly.
Didn't they develop Bryce?
Yeah.
So
Trey Turner.
Yeah, and then with Steven Strasburg was damn good.
Unfortunately, they just kept – that was the one dude they kept paying. Rendon, they let go.
So to say that they don't draft well and develop is a lie. Because those guys are on other teams, and they were developed on this team.
They traded for Turner but developed him. They drafted Bryce. They signed – I think with international guys, it might be different that you sign them rather than draft them. But I just think it's a little disingenuous to just say, oh, they used to spend, now they don't. They also let their own guys walk. And at least Rizzo had the balls to tell the Learners, yo, we got to trade Soto because I know you're just going to let him walk. Yeah. Like, if they had traded – here's the reality. If they had traded Turner and Harper and Rendon, they would have had a way better farm system.
Yeah.
Like, but they were trying to chase a title. Then the Learners pulled the plug on spending.
Yeah.
So I think that is a very, very relevant facet in all this. But let's let Mike speak for himself. Mike Rizzo on with the Junkies this morning, number 2 landfill, where he directly addresses the Rosenthal column.
I mean, ownership is shown that when they feel that we're ready to win, they spend, and I've never had a problem with that. Hopefully that continues, and I think that the day's coming that we're going to be in a position to win, and to show support. That means buying some free agents and that type of thing. But it's also we went for it in a different way back in the first rebuild, and let us not forget we've done this before. Ken and the other journalists can point out the flaws of how we're doing this rebuild. It's taking too long and that type of thing. But the one thing they can point to us and not point to hardly any other teams around is we've rebuilt from the bottom up when MLB owned this thing to winning a championship, and we did it in 13 years from start to a championship. And we're, unfortunately had to rebuild again, and we're rebuilding now. It's taken, it's since the Soto trade, it's been 2-3 years of a rebuild, which is painful, and we all know that. But if Ken or anybody else can't see where this organization is as far as talent base and that type of thing, then I don't know what to tell anybody. That's the fans see it, the players see it, the opposing team, the opposition team sees it, and they see the talent and that type of thing.
Like, what I take from that, now I'm with Rizzo, but the problem is you don't build a team one way. Okay. There are a lot of teams in all sports that may go with nothing but free agents and trades. There are teams that only really care about the draft. The great ones do it. They do a little bit of each. He's done that. He's built it. But when you're handcuffed by your ownership, that's going to be a problem. And when you say, oh, they don't draft and whatever, well, when I get the chance to go draft somebody and they build up to become a Soto or a Harper. And then we want to keep them around, and ownership said, nah, we're not going to pay them. I got to let them go. Other people, other stars look at it and say, I'm not signing with that team. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's easy to just narrow it down to one thing if that was the only way that people built teams. But you build teams by more than just draft. It may be the best way to do it, but it's probably the toughest way to get it done, especially in baseball.
Well, and because they were good for a while, a lot of those draft picks were not top tens. They were kind of middle of the road. Yeah. Rizzo defended his draft record as well. This is Rizzo number one, Landini.
Picking, you could pick at certain draft choices and picks and that type of thing over the last years, and you could find some faults there. But when I look at we've run some of the the great players in the game through our system. We've drafted some of the great players ever. We've drafted guys low in the draft that have won Cy Youngs and that type of thing. So there's. I just thought the timing of the article was odd, because we were playing good, and we really are seeing the fruits of this frustrating rebuild coming to fruition. But I'm still optimistic. The needle of this team and this organization is pointed north, and it's going to continue to do so until we start winning championships, which I think is in the very near future.
I hope he's correct. I don't think he'll be proven correct until ownership spends money again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know enough, but I think when you get a national guy writing something like this,
mm-hmm.
I at times wonder kind of where
it came from.
Just where the push came from. You know what I mean? Like, oh, if you look at the Nats right now.
Well, people begin to knock the Nats for not spending, and we know one thing. A lot of writers don't want to piss off ownership.
Dude, to possibly equate the Rockies with the Nats right now, the Nats are 6 games below 500. Okay, they're 24 and 30. The Rockies are 9 and 46. Like, is that really worth, pointing out similarities over the last 4 or 5 years? Not only that, but the Rockies have looked far more haphazard in whatever it is they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems oddly direct. It's like I pointed out when there was that.
It was like a hit job.
The first article I saw, I think it was Mike Silver out in San Francisco, pointing out how Kyle Shanahan was the one that wanted to sign him Brandon Ayuk, and that the front office wasn't exactly sure. Like, whenever you start to see those types of articles where there's a little bit of a fracture, mm-hmm. you wonder who or what is behind it.
Who started it?
And I firmly will stand on this flag. Rizzo is not the problem. Rizzo is the answer. He's proven it. There's a proven track record. And I just, if you want to be frustrated that the team stinks and has for a while now, not incorrect. I think pointing those arrows at Mike Rizzo is incredibly inaccurate. Nobody go anywhere. You'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury at noon.
Jaden Daniels spoke yesterday, and when Jaden talks, it matters, folks. I wanted to start here, B. Were you surprised by, I don't know if you stuck around for his availability or not. Jaden obviously has added a little bit of weight, right? And I think you see it in his shoulders and his arms.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also a year older in an NFL weight program. Yeah. He puts the work in all capacities.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think we should be acting like this is this
and he
crazy
felt,
story.
He felt exactly like what you're saying. He
right.
didn't, he wasn't thrilled with it. He's like,
I don't think he minded, but he just thought it was silly.
No, he didn't mind. He didn't like it. I'm telling you from what I know. Yeah. So he's like, I told you I was going to go work out, and I went and I worked out in the gym.
I personally, as a reporter that was in the room, I didn't ask him about that. I asked some other guys kind of joking around,
mm-hmm.
and Johnny Newton gave me an awesome answer. I was like, Johnny, you think five looks bigger? He's like, man, I saw him bench at 350. And then he just started dying laughing. Like, I think, as like a silly sidebar story, it's cool, but I think he got like numerous follow-ups. Like, can you tell us how much weight you added and stuff? And I'm like,
but like,
man.
When we first started talking about it, my mindset is, as you play in this league, you will get bigger.
Right.
Because you're going to be in the NFL program, you will be getting older. I came to Washington, I was drafted, I was 195 pounds. My first year, I played at 202. The next year, I was 209. Then I was never under 216 again.
And you generally lose weight over the course of the season.
Yeah. But
I don't think fans always understand that. Most guys lose weight during the season.
Yeah. Because
they're just, they're getting grinded to a halt, and you can't eat compared to the work. The only way you gain weight during the season is bad weight.
Yeah. As the people that's doing the wrong stuff.
Right. So, Jaden talked about a lot of interesting stuff. I think perhaps the biggest thing is there are zero changes to this offensive staff.
Mm-hmm.
And you add some players. I mean, things are always going to change somewhat. I want to start Landini with number six. Just talking about the relationships Jaden has specifically with Cliff Kingsbury.
I mean, the main thing is just being comfortable. Like I said, familiar with the play call, familiar how you call plays, and you know what we're trying to accomplish playing the play out.
That was the abbreviated version. but I Jaden just has such a positive kind of aura about him.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I asked him, and I think this will be number three, Landfill, is I described him earlier. He's the football terminator. Like, he's so singularly focused on ball. And that's a great, great quality. But at the same time, I think anybody, whether you're, you know, Bill Gates or...
You should be.
Or a quarterback. Like, I asked him if he had to, like, almost challenge himself to unplug for a little while. Number three, Landfill.
Jaden, for a guy like you that is just so focused on football all the time, do you have to force yourself to unplug a little in the offseason?
Yeah, I think I did. Obviously, you want to get back to it after, you know, how the season ended. But it's good for you to kind of, you know, unplug and find different ventures and, you know, live a little bit.
But then he goes on to explain that, like, he's not – he's just an introverted dude. And
some people just don't like to go and do all the time, but they have things that they very much enjoy. You know,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I like to jump on that bike and go ride. That's not fun for a lot of people. It's fun for me. You know what I mean? I go play golf. I can play golf right here on a bunch of great golf courses. I don't have to always go on the trip to play golf. But other guys have to always go on the trip to play golf. Jaden, he takes, like Art Monk and Darryl Green, I said this before, they would take a week or two off and then they were right back at football. And I wasn't that way at first. I took 3 months. Then I jumped back into it. And then I got to the point of week or two, I was right back at it. And I guess that's why my focus is like it is today.
I think everybody finds their way to do it, right? There's no one.
If it works for you, keep doing it. Don't care about what other people say.
But I think one thing that works for Jaden is just his mental focus and just his. We talked about this a couple weeks ago with all the silly stuff that gets said around Jaden and his mom. And my point is you've got a young quarterback who's a star, who's really grounded, that's close with his family. And we act like that's a problem.
Yeah.
And then
society basically tells you when you become a level of star in their eyes, you're supposed to get away from your family and then let them be the people that you're close to. To hell with that. One finger salute to that.
Jaden is just himself and comfortable with who he is.
Yes.
I mean, I've never been the type of individual that I could say looks for fame. You know, I'm a very introverted individual. So I just go out there and live my life. I live it. I don't really go too many places. I didn't before that. So I don't think that's going to change for me either.
I don't think it's going to change for him either.
I'm with it.
I think it's...
hey, it's probably best. There ain't nothing out there but trouble looking for you, dog. So do what you do, how you do it, and don't let other people try to influence you to do what they want you to do.
Much has been made a lot by a guy named Riss Cussell about primetime and international games and how bad that is for the team and how much of an inconvenience. And
that has to be a bit. He can't really believe that.
Jaden got asked about playing a lot of primetime, a lot of national games. Number 10, Landini.
I think that mantra still stands. I don't think we're looking at it as a, you know, we play a Monday night or Sunday night. We're just looking at it like, you know, we're playing this opponent this week on a Sunday, on a Monday. It doesn't matter if we play them on Tuesday, Wednesday. Like, we're just going out there and playing football.
The mantra comes from Dan Quinn, who says, anybody, anywhere, anytime.
I'm with that.
I mean, I that's the right mindset.
Like, I know we would go play Philly at the Vet all the time, and the reporters would always say, man, you worry about that turf? And a lot of people are like, yeah, man. I'm like, can I ask you a question? Are they playing on another surface? No. I said, well, why the hell do we care? If we had to play them in the parking lot, as long as we play on the same damn surface, that's all that matters.
Cold game,
but you don't think
games.
About it. No, I don't think about it because if they got to do it, I'm gonna do it. If you think about the turf, guess what's gonna happen? You're gonna get your ass hurt.
Cold games, weather games, rain games
don't make a difference.
Both teams are on the same field, man.
As long as we're on the same field, we playing the same surface, I can care less.
What about a rebuilt offensive line for Jaden in year two? Obviously, they traded for Laremy Tunsil. They draft Josh Connerly, numero 11. Don't say, I think.
Yeah, I mean, those are good additions that we brought in. And obviously, with Adam and his his side of the building is doing. You know, you got to trust them with everything that's going on. So, obviously, I'm excited. Those are two great individuals, and we got even more that they brought in. So, I'm excited to, you know, get to work with them and still progress and, you know, get ready for camp.
I think Jaden's excited for all the new people, and he'd be excited if they didn't change anything. Like, that's just how the dude's wired.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different dude.
I think a lot of times what you don't understand is when you're in it, you don't see it like everybody else sees it. You know, when you're in it, you understand what happened. And now you just start thinking about how we're going to work this thing together. It's not the individual anymore. It's just a person, a piece of the puzzle who was just put into that place. It's not necessarily the name of the player, what they did, what you know what they've done. It's like now, okay, when you step into it, you got 22 pieces, well, 11 pieces when you're on offense. And you go, okay, we need to fill these with some legitimate spots. Right now, he got some more spots filled with legitimate pieces.
I just saw this line from the chat from Eric on the YouTube stream. We went from Ryan Fitzpatrick and David Mayo to Jaden Daniels and Bobby Wagner. We deserve this as fans.
I'm with that.
How big of a difference was your rookie year to your second year, B?
It was a big jump. Because, like, when you come in your first year, you're trying to fit in. You're trying to figure out what you're supposed to do. You're trying to learn all your stuff. But that second year, you now know. And now you're beginning, like, you had Santana talk about it a lot, when you develop that routine, you know. But Jaden has a routine already. So, but his second year now, he's going to be more familiar with it. He doesn't have to learn his teammates and his body anymore. It's there. Now you just go and act. Like I always say, I always use this example. When you jump on a bicycle, do you ever say, I got to push my right and my left? You just do it, right? And when football gets to be like that, and it starts in your second year, but around that third year, you're on autopilot.
I asked Jaden what it's like in the OTA, the offseason process, where you're not learning the playbook now. Mm-hmm. You're just implementing it.
Yeah.
Getting on the same page with the guys. There's some guys that played with me last year, some new guys, so trying to get them.
Cut out again. The haters. They can't stand us. Who are we, the Commanders?
The Commanders.
Jaden went on to say, you know, I want all my receivers, all my options to view things the same way I view it. And I think that's what this time is perfect for. Mm-hmm. Not to mention they're going to have 6 weeks to do it.
They got some time.
When we come back, you'll hear from head coach Dan Quinn. Phone lines open at noon, folks.
Here we go. Cliff Kingsbury just spoke to the media. OTA is going on in the bubble. It is super cramped out there because the bubble's also kind of the locker rooms right now. And the locker room's being redone. Jaden Daniels is on the field. His arms look a little bigger. I don't know that he looks much bigger. Cliff Kingsbury talked about that at length. But I think for most people, the news of the day, and I'm going to open the phone lines up, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Biggest piece of news is folks are wondering, would Terry McLaurin be here? He is not. I think it's vitally important to say these are optional. These are voluntary. And I know I actually checked in because I kind of had a feeling this would happen today. I checked in with some folks last night that he's been here for pretty much everything. And if you follow the Commanders' social media accounts, they've posted pictures of them with pretty much everything. So I don't think we need to draw a huge concern here. Terry, we all know, has a contract situation. He's going into the last year of his deal with no guaranteed money. He's not going to play on that deal. Adam Peters has said, our plan is to make Terry a Commander a long time. I think they'll get a deal done. I think today is normal football business. I repeat again, normal football business. I don't think this is cause for great concern. I think if folks want to flip out, they can. But Terry's been here throughout most of camp. Most of OTAs, the team's been putting photos of him up. I'll open the phones because I guess there are people that are torn on paying Terry. I think that's a little nuts. The people that get caught up in what the dollar amount is, I don't get. Like, that's just what the costs are. The cap goes up every year. The NFL makes a lot of money, so they're able to pay these guys a lot of money. But the news today is Terry McLaurin not at OTAs. Now, a couple of years back when Terry was going through a contract situation, I do think he missed a little bit of the voluntary time then. Also, I think people got to keep this in mind. He might just not want to be here because he doesn't want to have to answer questions from the media. Like, he was here yesterday. They posted a picture of him yesterday. But if he was here today, we might get to talk to him. He doesn't want to deal with that. And Dan Quinn's going to address the media later this afternoon. I bet DQ is going to give the biggest non-answer on this ever. I will let everybody chime in, 800-636-1067. But I implore people to understand this is just normal football business. And Terry's been in attendance at almost every other situation. Lamphill, is that a fair reaction? Am I presenting that fairly?
I think it's, you know, a couple of key points. It's voluntary, and obviously there's like a contract situation that needs to get worked out. I'm pretty confident it will. It would be like a massive own goal to not have Terry McLaurin on the field at the start of the season. I think that the people that run the team know that, and I think Terry wants to be here. I don't think there's any, you know, if the guy was going to leave, he had opportunities to leave earlier if he didn't want to be here. So I fully expect that he does want to, and they'll get something worked out.
Level heads. Listen to us. Level heads prevailing. I think this is normal football business. I don't think it's worth flipping out.
Like, the guy finally got a good quarterback and a reasonable head coach and an offensive coordinator knows what he's doing. He's sticking around.
Now, one guy I'm fascinated to see is Laremy Tunsil. Laremy Tunsil did not do much of the voluntary stuff when he was in Houston. I had somebody from Houston text me this morning, let me know if Laramie's there. I also don't know that Marshawn Lattimore is here. Some of this may be approved. Maybe they have a high school graduation to go to, or, you know, their mom is sick. Like, people will run and jump to conclusions on this. But I think the Tunsil one is not a huge surprise. He is kind of known, in Houston at least, to not do the voluntary stuff. So I'm not surprised by his absence today. How does that hit you? They just traded for him.
Tunsil?
Yeah.
I don't feel as great about that one. I mean, just because it's a new team, I'd like to see the guy out there. I feel like, you know, being blocking pass rushers is pretty similar from, like, offensive scheme to offensive scheme, although I'm by no means an expert. So I don't really worry about him being ready for week one, but I would still like to see him out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's no pads. There's no nothing. Like, there's no real work that happens here. But they did just trade for him, you know. You wouldn't mind if he was there. This one doesn't surprise me at all. I'm surprised that my boy from Houston hasn't texted me. It also looks like Marshawn Lattimore is not there. I think that's the one that's going to bother fans the most. Lattimore was here, didn't play very well, coming back from the knee injury. It's all voluntary, but hit me up, 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It appears Terry McLaurin, Laremy Tunsil, and Marshawn Lattimore aren't at Commanders OTAs. This is the first session open to the media. Doesn't mean that these guys maybe haven't been here at other sessions. We don't know that, right? But Lattimore, they traded for last year. He was hurt when he got on the field. Did not play that well. Probably still trying to gut through the injury. Not here. Tunsil, they just traded for, has a reputation for not attending voluntary workouts, and true to that reputation, he's not here today. And then you've got Terry McLaurin, who has a reputation of doing everything the exact right way, and he is not here. I think if I had to guess with Terry, he doesn't want to deal with the questions more so than being on the field, because if you follow the Commander's social media, McLaurin's been all over the place for a while. I think if folks want to call in, they can. Landfill, I can't tell if the call sheet is updating, so just let me know. Folks on Twitter are going to have a field day with this stuff. I think the Lattimore and the Tunsil things will have more of a reaction. Now, it is voluntary. It's incredibly important to point that out. You wonder if you'd like to have a more immediate presence, but pro sports, man, when you've been doing it as long as Laramie Tunsil, I don't think their interpretation of this stuff versus fans and analysts' interpretation are the same thing. He's played 9 years, 125 games, a five-time Pro Bowler. Honestly, he might not be the exact same level, but I think of Laramie Tunsil kind of on that Trent Williams level. And if you go back in time to when Trent was here, he often missed a lot of this voluntary stuff. I don't think it's that much of a surprise. I do wonder the Lattimore one, though.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I, The other thing with this is both Lattimore and Tunsil are in the last year of their contracts, and I don't think Marshawn has any guaranteed money. I'm double-checking that. Oh, he has a little bit. He has $2 million in guarantees. But they could have a big old cap savings if they were to release him. I don't think that's the plan at all, but maybe he wants more guarantees. I wouldn't think that Marshawn has the biggest situation to stand up and say, oh, you got to pay me. What we saw on the field at the end of last year would not inspire that to me. I don't know. You guys could chime in. 800-636-1067. It appears Terry McLaurin, Laremy Tunsil, and Marshawn Lattimore are not at OTAs. Let's get to the hotlines here. Jim is in Manassas. Jim, how you feeling about the missing OTAs?
Beam Extremely Aquarium Boys, how y'all doing today?
We're good, buddy.
Yeah, Terry, giant nothing burger. I don't want fans, media, anybody trying to make a big deal out of this. He did this in 2022, even get some mandatory practices to get paid. Not concerned about Terry at all. Tunsil, I guess he skipped voluntary in Houston, and he's still been a perennial Pro Bowler. I'm not too concerned about him. Lattimore is the concern, and I agree with all of you on that. He showed us not much last year to be heavily inspired by, so it'd be good if he would show up. But I guess BMX says it all the time, it's only voluntary. And if he starts showing no showing mandatory, I'd be a little more concerned. But I guess that's all I got to say on my next segment, Cole.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. Good call, Jim. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I think the Lattimore thing, if it's just as simple as he's out of town or he's training down in Miami or whatever that is, I don't think there's a concern there. If the possibility exists he wants more guaranteed money on that deal, I think that's headed for conversation at some point. I just don't see how you could throw more guarantees. Like, Tunsil has $10 million in guaranteed money. You're not making any moves there. They just traded for that dude. And he might want a new deal. Maybe they'll talk about a new deal. But Tunsil, like, that is just, this is a guy that's been in the NFL and made 5 Pro Bowls, and he doesn't come to voluntary stuff. That's how I read it. And if you want to have, like, a simplistic viewpoint on what should and shouldn't happen, that's fine. But this is life in the big city, man. This is just how people operate. And I think, I don't know. I think fans are going to be mad about the Lattimore thing. That's my gut. Lattimore not here. We'll see how it goes. I did want to talk about Kingsbury, but now we've got all this news kind of coming down. I loved Kingsbury's comments about he's not worried about coaches getting mad at him on the sideline. And I think, or I'm sorry, about players getting mad at him on the sideline. And I think that is 1,000,000% the right attitude. Like, so what? A guy gets mad because he wants the football? I'd rather have more people wanting the football than not. It's good to want the football. Worth pointing out, too, a veteran with a big track record, Deebo Samuel, is here today. I mean, the Commanders posted a picture of Deebo with Terry McLaurin yesterday. So I think Terry's in town. I think he's just kind of not attending the session with the media. Both because it makes the conversation pretty clear to fans that there's not a new deal done, and because he probably doesn't feel like talking with the media until he gets a new deal done. Tunsil is not a surprise. If anything, I think it's kind of expected. Lattimore's curious, and I saw, I think it was Dre from the Hogs Haven podcast guys, asking if he has seen Lattimore in photos that the team posts. It's not worth, like, you can't determine that somebody hasn't been there because they haven't been in a picture that the team has posted. Like, it's possible they didn't take a photo of everybody. It's not like an identification contest. But it is telling just about everybody over the course of a long OTA session gets their picture taken or posted on Instagram or Twitter or something. And if folks haven't seen that, I don't know that that's the case, but it'll be worth watching. We got plenty more to get through. We're going to Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Marshawn Lattimore, not at OTAs. What do you make of it? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
B's feeling it.
I like this song. I like what you're trying to say, Landfill.
You always got to think subliminal messaging with Professor Landini. All right, man. Simple question. This Trey Hendrickson thing is not going away in Cincinnati. The Bengals are kind of dug in. Hendrickson now seems legitimately pissed.
Should be.
Could Washington use an elite pass rusher? Hell yes. Mm-hmm. Does Washington need to take care of their own house with Terry McLaurin? Hell yes. Can you do both?
So.
Our friend Kerwin texted me.
I asked you this question.
Okay.
Are they one player away from being where they need to be?
No.
Okay. So.
They're close, though.
They're close, but they're not one player. And I'm just waiting for the calls to come through.
All right, let's go to our guy Dan is in Fairfax. What up, Danny boy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's happening?
Thanks for calling, bud.
B. Mitch, I wanted to say it was an honor to meet you at Rudy's. That I know it was quite a while ago.
But, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. The other day, somebody said that you were truculent. Well, when Howard Cosell was talking to Muhammad Ali and he called him truculent, Muhammad Ali said, yeah, that if that's good, that's me. You that's keep me. Being truculent.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
But, Terry McLaurin is my favorite player, and, I really think that they should concentrate on signing him. I like Hendrickson a lot. I think what did he get, 17 sacks last year? But I think the price would be too steep. So I think we just concentrate on Terry. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks, Danny. 17 and a half, I believe, in each of the last two seasons.
He can make
their
lives miserable, though.
Dude, people have this, concern about it's not your money.
Yeah.
As long as they can. And these are contract extensions, so the money wouldn't hit until 26.
Yep.
Let's go to Nick and Welcome. Nick, what do you want him to
hey,
do
fellas.
Here?
Where's Welcome?
I tell you what, this is not going to be a very popular phone call, but I'm telling you, I think we're closer with the defensive end to where we need to be. And as of 2 years ago, people were still on the fence if Terry McLaurin was the number one receiver. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Terry McLaurin. But the bottom line is a great quarterback came along, Messiah came along, and made Terry McLaurin that number one receiver. And who's to say he can't do that with a kid or a free agent and do the same thing with his arm and the way he plays football? And I noticed people were like, oh, that's not, I love Terry McLaurin. But 15 to 17 sacks a year, that's closer to me to getting to a Super Bowl than having. We have wide receivers, fellas. You know, like I said, 2 years ago, he wasn't even considered by most commentators to be in a one receiver in the NFL.
I don't.
Sorry. You know what?
I don't know.
People also say that Jesus wasn't the right one either. So I don't buy what the commentators say. He was getting 1,000 yards with bum ass quarterbacks.
Well, I agree, Brian. But what makes us closer? What's making us close to the Super Bowl?
So get rid of your top receiver, and you take a step back offensively, and go get you a defensive end. So guess what? You're still not where you're supposed to be. You took a step back to come back to where you possibly are, or still be farther back to what you are now.
Not if you have a young receiver coming up.
Nick,
there,
can I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
If you look at what Cincinnati's doing, they clearly chose to pay their receivers and let Hendrickson be pissed off, right?
Yeah. They've been a terrible organization for years, going back to Paul Brown.
They've been in a Super Bowl in the last five. I very much disagree with you about Terry McLaurin. If you're having a broader position value debate about an elite D-end versus a receiver, I can hear that. I don't put Terry in the same company it seems you do.
It's hard to coach football with your heart. Bill Belichick, he did it. He's at people, brought new people in, wound them in, and that's the way he won his Super Bowl.
Yep, and when Tom Brady left, he couldn't
come
win.
Off like I'm a hater, but I love my football team, don't get me wrong. But any guy, not any guy, some guys can come in and get a lot better and make up, but no one's going to come in with 12, 15, 16 sacks, man.
But it's not automatic that he'll do it again this year either.
I appreciate the call.
My thing is, like, listen, to be honest with you, like you said, a guy could come in and pick up. Somebody could come in and be that guy, too. But I don't think it's easy to go get 13 touchdowns either.
I like I said, I agree. It's a tough argument, man. But sometimes you got to play football, coach it with your head, not your heart. And believe me, I'm a Redskin fanatic, man. And it hurts for me to say it. But I'm trying to get a Super Bowl before I leave this earth, man. That's where I'm at.
Listen, all right, man, bro. It's a good discussion. Thanks for the call, all right?
All right, buddy.
Yep. I don't think we agree, but it's a good discussion. Yeah. Let's go to who's been on hold the longest. Paul's in D.C. Paul, what do you think, man?
Be Mitch, man. I school these cats. This dude just said what he said, man. Listen, Terry McLaurin has been putting up numbers without a serious quarterback, but people forget he hasn't even had a number two receiver to take the pressure off him. You're talking about T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase both had each other. So that's number one. Number two, ask him what was New England's best season when they went 19-0. Who did they have on their team that made them the go past the stratosphere? It was Randy
Moss. Cats been running like Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Randy Moss. Randy Moss
they
made
did lose
Tom
that
Brady so much better. So all these cats, listen, we made the championship with Terry McLaurin. We ain't do nothing with Hendricks yet. So all that they talking is bull crap, man. We signing Terry McLaurin. If we get a rusher on the edge, then we get one in the draft that's much younger and a lot more vibrant. If we can get Henderson, of course we would want him. And I would dare to say you might want to trade De'Ron Payne for him and a pick. Man, I will give up two future first-round picks if that's what it takes without subtracting from my team because we're that close, like you guys said. At the end of the day, the only reason B-Mitch why they don't like Terry McLaurin is because he doesn't fit their physical eye traits that's prevalent throughout the league. If this guy was 6'1 or 6'2, like Jefferson in Minnesota and Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, mm-hmm. they'd be like, pay him. But
now, I just think
on,
he has to be.
I think you're nuts at this point.
If he was drafted in the first round, they wouldn't be saying this.
Ja'Marr that's Chase is 6 foot tall, by the way.
Yeah, but that's the problem with people. People just think, well, you're drafted. He was drafted in the third round, but he's performing like first rounders.
My better than a lot of them.
And guess what? No matter what you say, this guy is a top 10 wide receiver.
Hell yes.
You'll be hard pressed to find that anywhere. He's been on your team. He's been loyal. He's been dedicated. No problem. Man, that's priceless right there.
The only,
man,
right.
These people crazy.
The only, Paul, it's a great call.
I'm with you, Paul.
That Pats team went 18-1. They didn't quite get the 19-0. Oh, God. White Brian's celebrating. Thank you, Paul. We haven't heard from White Brian in days. He was wearing his pink shirt, though. Don't think I didn't notice.
Yeah, probably.
Bill
old Piggy.
Old Piggy.
You ain't my man with the pink, huh?
Something about the pinky. Bill is in Delaware. Bill, where do you weigh in, dude?
I say you got to take Terry for sure. That's your first priority. Forget Hendrickson because you got to trade away draft picks for him. I think Adam Peters does great in the draft room. And go after Ramsey because we have Ramsey. Then you have Lattimore, Ramsey, and Sanderson as your cornerbacks. That gives you a lot more time to get the line pressure on the quarterback.
Yep. Got Amos as well.
I'd rather somebody getting pressure on the quarterback than somebody on the back end. But I hear you. Ramsey, it might not cost you a pick or anything because I believe, frankly, he's going to be on the market in a couple days. But we'll see. Good call. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you, bud. All right, let's go to Jordan in Hagerstown.
What up, Jay?
What up, Jordan?
Hey, fellas. The guy has had no quarterback his entire career and has done nothing but perform at the highest level.
Joe Benitez on Twitter said,
"Oh boy,
give Terry whatever he desires. He went through Dan Snyder. He went through Ron Rivera. And now he deserves it all.
He was a class player throughout that.
Is.
No, I'm saying throughout all that, and
right.
He still is, yes. But you know what? I believe he's going to be taken care of. You know,
I do too. I also like, to me, the conversation is, do you think they should swing big and get this all done? I don't know. The problem with Cincy is.
See, I think sometimes you don't need to stretch yourself thin. I mean, I've watched this team, and I'm telling you, a damn good offense makes a defense better. And last year, we talk about we talk so much about they scored six score last possession scores to win games. Why were they able to score six possessions to win games? Defense wouldn't give them up a lot of points. Although they weren't like top three, they still didn't give up a lot of points.
Kerwin texted me and just said, responsible spending, please. Something to that, man. I think you got to get Terry's deal done. I think they will get Terry's deal done. I don't think we need to stress about this. Now, if they decide they can walk and chew gum at the same time and get Terry done and trade for Trey Hendrickson.
Can you do that?
I'm not mad at it. I don't think since he wants to trade him. I think he ends up wearing a Tiger helmet. A Bengal helmet. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, there was just something really cool to happen. B went over there for practice, and you thought you got to just stand around, and then what happened?
Well, Coach Quinn told me he didn't bring me here to just stand around. He paid me here to work. So he said he wanted to get me to talk, like give little tidbits and stuff that could help the returners out. And I sat there with him and told him different little things and probably will. You know, when I get chances, I'll talk to the guys and help them out a little bit more. And, you know, certain guys I know, like guys that were already here, like Cass Allen, I know some things that he can help, that can help him out. He walked straight to me and started asking me questions. So, felt good, you know, just to be out there being around them. And, you know, I always say, I don't, you remember here, every time you say, man, you want to coach? I say, nope, the time. But then when you get out there, if you know this game and you want to give what people gave you, it's kind of hard not to actually, in a sense, be a coach, you know? So it felt good.
You want to do more of it?
I don't know about that, Jerry. But, you know, I can say this here. If I were to do it, I'll do what I did. Anything else in life, I'll put everything into
it. Sure.
You know, because, like I was telling them out there, like, I saw a lot of them catching the punts squared. And I say, nah, try to catch it with one foot back so you can step right into it. And KJ Osborne was like, oh, he said, yeah, they in Indy, they taught me to catch it like this. I said, well, catch it like that, then you do this as a second, right? And they just gained 10 more yards. He said, makes sense. He's like, I say, the quicker you take a foot, step up field, they start to slow down. It's not always about just a big hole being there, but once they slow down in your trail, because they teach to put a blocking on punt returns, a trail. You run behind the guy till he starts to break down, then you try to shield him. If you take, the quicker you take the step, the quicker they start to slow, which gives your guy, because if you don't take that step, they keep running full speed. Right, your guys right. Never catch him.
That's interesting.
And they understood it, because, like, you know, I said, dude, if I catch a ball and immediately go upfield, they give me 10 to 15 yards because they're going to break down about 10 yards from you.
What did you think of Jalen Lane? Had you met him before?
I never met him. I talked to him on the phone. I talked to him on the phone a couple times after I talked with you. And he just seems to have it.
How'd he look kind of fluid-wise?
Very.
Yeah.
I mean, he catches it.
I guess I got to pause myself. That's a hell of a phrasing.
He's upfield okay. Quickly.
One
point I saw him, I said, hey, you want to like get to that spot so you can step into the ball? He said, ah, I was working. And then Jaden Daniels, them were standing right there. He said, I didn't want to run into nobody. You know, and then the next one I saw where he was.
It's tough when they're in the bubble.
Yeah, because there's so many people.
So, 90-man rosters.
Yeah.
Usually they'd be spread out on two fields. They're all on top of each other.
But we were talking a lot about, watching the punter. I say, you know, it doesn't start once the ball is kicked. It starts before the ball is kicked. And the punter will tell you where he's kicking it. And he's like, yeah, you know, because, like, I watched Tress. When he's kicking it over here, he opens his shoulder straight to that spot. He said, because it's hard to try to aim it and then try to kick across your body. I said, you're right. And then the next time he kicks it, like, Tress squares up more when he's trying to kick it to the to your right side. But when he's kicking it to the left, he's basically looking over there.
That's interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, just little things like that because, hell, like, when I talked to him this morning, I was like, you know, I said, like, I never returned a kick till I got to the pros. He's like, kickoff return, punt? I said, none of them. So I was learning as I was trying to be able to play. They come in already ahead of me.
Right.
And I had to learn quickly. And I say I had great Wayne Sevier, Pete Rodriguez, LaCharles McDaniel, straight to John Harbaugh, and then the idiot in New York, I forgot his name because he was just he wanted me to change everything I did for 13 years. And I was like, dog, this is the old dog right here.
Right.
It's not changing what he did, because every time I played against your team, I got you.
So the news of the day, if you will, Commanders OTAs today. These are voluntary, optional practices. I don't know what you noticed in there because you had a lot going on. Terry McLaurin was not in there.
Mm-hmm.
We know he's going into the last year of a contract without guaranteed money on it. My reaction is I'm not surprised and I'm not concerned.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. But, you know, it's like people are going to get confused and worry about things. But when you get to that position and it's voluntary, he was here, like you said, Monday. I mean, the first day of all this stuff, I think it was last week, though, wasn't it? But you're not going to be at everything because have you not heard what the NFL is? If you mess around and, you know, you come in here, you get hurt, then they mess up stuff. But if you're outside of this thing, too, the NFL basically tell you what? Oh, it's non-football injury.
Right.
If he's at home working out, what is he working out for? To get ready for football.
Well, Terry.
So it basically puts you in a position where you got to start looking out for yourself.
Terry was also here yesterday.
Yeah.
And they posted a picture of Terry and Debo yesterday.
Yes.
I think my gut tells me Terry would rather just not have to deal with the media while he's got. He'll get asked 100 questions about his contract. And my guess is
Terry.
He doesn't feel like talking.
Terry rather not try. And the one thing he's not going to do is negotiate in the media.
Well, and the PR staff is going to slowly bring kind of veteran players for the media to talk to. And they could have just said, oh, Terry's not talking today. But then it takes a different tone. I think you and I are lockstep on Terry not being here. Not concerned, not a big deal. Laremy Tunsil's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Team just traded for him.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about a five-time Pro Bowl player who also has a history of not going to voluntary things. I'm not surprised, certainly.
I'm not surprised, and I'm going to tell you, I'm not concerned. Like, when I was here, like, my whole mindset is this. You know I don't take off work a lot.
Right.
Even in this profession.
Right.
And when I do, I'm not calling in every 5 seconds like most people would do.
Right.
If I take off, I take the hell off.
Right.
But if I'm going to be here, I'm going to work. If I take off of work, I'm not going to be like people do these staycations. I don't understand that for the life of me. Why the hell you take off and stay home?
Right.
And you stay right at home, and then you call in to work, and you got to talk to the same people every day. I leave, and I totally refresh my mind.
Right.
But if I'm here, I'm going to do it. That's just always been my way. But most guys, when it was voluntary, they didn't come. Right now, Laremy Tunsil, what they're doing in OTAs does not help Laremy Tunsil.
Well, that especially with linemen.
Yeah,
they're not doing anything.
They're doing these little takeoff drills and the step through. I dapped up Allegretti and Biotis while I was out there, and they're going through their little steps and they're doing their little stuff and things like the individual drill stuff.
So, I am slightly, because I truly am not concerned and not surprised with Terry. I got to go up a hair for Tunsil just because they just traded for him. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'd be great if he could just bond with the teammates, whatever. But, again, it's voluntary. It's optional. They're not doing any real O-line work. Like, it's not a thing to me. I do wonder if there's contract situation there. He's in the last year of his deal. He's guaranteed $10 million. But the other one to me that is at the top of my list, which is still a low bit, like I still mm-hmm. point out that it's voluntary, but at least for today, it doesn't appear Marshon Lattimore was here.
Mm-hmm.
Lattimore, when they traded for him, it took a while to get on the field. When he got on the field, it looked like he was still hurt or just not playing to the level people expected. And I wonder, Lattimore only has $2 million in guarantees on his deal.
That could be an issue.
It could not be. It might not be.
It could be. It could not be because let's say this. We want to make sure you're 100-100.
Right.
Before we put you out there in front of the public. Because you know what?
Hell, they haven't played already.
But what did Jeff say? Jeff said it yesterday. I want to see how he's moving. If he goes out there and moves any way that's not consistent with being 100%, oh, here come article after article after article. So I'm going to make sure that he's 120%,
now,
which is impossible anyway. He can't be 120%.
I don't know that he hasn't been here, but I don't know that he has either. So if it was a thing where he's been here a bunch and just isn't here today and he's working out in Ohio or Florida or Arizona or wherever, cool.
Yeah.
But if it's he hasn't been here for most of the offseason program and he wants a new contract, I just – that one I would have some pause on contractually.
Yeah. But what I respect is if he had not been here, you hadn't heard about it.
Right.
Because in previous regimes, when someone is not here, they make sure somebody knew.
Totally.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So right now it's about let's be real. If you want respect, I don't care how old or what position you're in. If you want respect from someone, you give them that same level of respect, right?
Indeed.
So
we got to make some bets live. Commanders OTAs. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Grant and Danny coming your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.